This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus, featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Miami Dolphins clearly feel that Ramsey's departure is an addition by subtraction.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Steelers radio network host and longtime chronicler of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jerry Dulac, back in the program.
You know, if they're on the back nine of their career, to me, they're putting out on the 12th green.
Earlier on the show, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, Sam Amick, actor Brian Baumgartner. Coming up, Oklahoma City Thunder center Isaiah Hartenstein. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Brian Baumgartner just left the studio, and I had no idea that my playing partner from the last time I'd be playing golf was going to be the judge of the one competition I think I can win at the American Century Championship next week. I had no idea he was the judge of the karaoke contest. I'm feeling really good about my chances now. All good.
First, you lost.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. Hour number two was Brian Baumgartner coming in here talking about the American Century Championship Tournament at the Lakefront at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course next week on NBC Sports. If I make one shot, I'm making television. That's all I got to do is just throw one dart in three days.
One dart. Make a long putt.
One dart in 3 days.
Just something.
That's it. Because these broadcasts are like jonesing for good shots. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm just saying.
And antics.
Antics. Oh, I got that.
Good shots and antics.
And on the other hand, a bad shot is going to get you on TV too.
Well.
So, no. They don't do that.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh.
Unless it just lands on the head of a pin on somebody's boat on 17.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't. But yeah. Don't put that in my head. What are you
Come
doing?
Come on.
I just want you to be prepared for anything.
Very good. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We have more than enough time to take your phone calls in this hour after we finish this conversation with a champion, an NBA champion. And when this man left my Knicks, I got very upset, but I knew where he was going. And he fit in hand in glove, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah Hartenstein of your world champion Oklahoma City Thunder. How you doing, Isaiah? Good to see you. Good to meet.
What's up, y'all? Doing good.
Now,
thanks for having me on.
Are you outside your home right now? Is that where you are?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Okay.
LA right now.
Okay.
Got the nice
okay.
breeze, nice weather out here.
Okay. So it's great.
It's definitely good.
Now, I don't know if you could see here on this desk, it says best dad ever, Isaiah. I'm going to make this guess. Are you outside right now because it's nap time inside the house, Isaiah?
Yeah. As y'all know, my son loves to sleep, so I got to be outside and make sure I'm quiet.
Is that right?
Yeah,
That boy. What's your boy's name, Isaiah?
Elijah.
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 So is Elijah
yeah.
sleeping right now for real? Is it nap time?
Yeah, he's for real sleep.
Okay.
He loves Amazing. To sleep. I mean, he'll sleep in front of 20,000 people screaming.
I noticed.
If it's time to sleep, he's out.
I'm sorry to bring this up because I'm sure you know you definitely know already, but and I'm sure it's brought up all the time. You've got to cradle the head. You know what I mean.
So that part it was first time being dad, multitasking.
Yeah. Champion.
I tried to interview at the same time. I'm just grateful that my teammates helped me out with that one.
That's right. Yeah, because
I know from now to multitask a little better.
He's out, man. He is out. Yeah, you were in your, like, I mean, confetti's coming down, right? Fans are going nuts. You just became an NBA champion, and there's Elijah out like a light.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I think it was Shea who came in and started helping with the head.
Yeah,
there.
It was Shea, Chet. Grateful for my teammates. Yeah, but he was okay until I tried to start the interview. And then I just forgot about his head. I had to hear it. My wife told me about it right after.
Oh, no. Did you catch some grief on that front, Isaiah? Any grief on that front?
No, I mean, she made it was more like joking, but I'm just grateful for my teammates helping me out. I got it figured out after. You know, first time dad. Next year, we'll do a little better.
There you go. That's it. I like it. That's right. You know, you're always better in the repeat season. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. When did you realize that you were part of something special with the Thunder, Isaiah?
I think pretty early on. I think coming into training camp. I mean, before, because I didn't know how mature all the guys were. I mean, I kind of knew it was a young team, so you never know. But just seeing how mature they were, the approach to the game, I think that's when I kind of knew. I knew we had the talent, but just seeing how mature they are, how the culture was there, I think there was something special definitely there.
And what led you to go to Oklahoma City? I imagine you had choices.
Yeah, I think it was just a mixture of things. I mean, Sam Presti has a great culture he built out there. They're first in the West the year before. Just playing style kind of fit me pretty good, where it's moving the ball, playing together. And then also, I'm not going to lie, I think the money helped a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You know, there are three I's in Isaiah Hartenstein. I get it. I understand that. I totally understand it. So when you're, you know, going through the season and you're watching Shea Gilgeous Alexander do what he's doing, did you think right then and there, this guy's the MVP of the NBA, Isaiah?
Yeah, I think probably after probably like midway through the season, I was like, yeah, the things he's doing on a day-to-day basis was special. I mean, he did it on both sides of the court too, and that was the thing where he took pride in. He didn't take plays off on both sides of the court, wanted to play every game. Yeah, I think just the stuff he did was, he made it look so easy too, and it was never like he never chased it. It was always very egoless in his approach to the game. Always team first, and yeah, he definitely had a special season.
Well, I mean, you know, what can you give me an example of how he was as a leader behind the scenes that led to this run, an 84 win season, regular and post, Isaiah?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of different things. I mean, I think he also leads very much in just his approach to the game, how he carries himself, the work he puts in, and then just he has like a calmness behind him that just gives the team confidence. And then again, going back to the ego, like he just has no ego. I mean, I think the first couple games, he passed me the ball, and like I passed it out for an assist, and I said like, sorry, like I'll get you assist next time. And he says like, I don't care. Just do whatever the team needs to win. So him not caring about the stats, him not caring, just wanting the team to win, I think that just leader-wise just made him pretty unique.
And the group interviews after games, right? Like everybody, yeah. It's not just one person. Was that his idea, Isaiah?
No, I think, I mean, I wasn't here when they first started it.
Right.
I think it was both of the Jalen Williams. So okay. I think those two kind of started it. But again, that kind of shows what team kind of team we were, and it's not fake. Like, it's not like we're just doing it just for the publicity or doing it. We just really just want to support our teammates. And I think that's what made teams special, that we all had that genuine bond with each other.
What type of coach is Daigneau, Isaiah?
He's a great coach, but he's like very good, crazy in a sense.
What do you mean?
Like he would like show, like he would show us like sometimes before games, before practices, like animals on like hunting, like kind of like weird stuff like that, where it's like he kind of made it come over to like the basketball sense. But he's a great coach. The way he can motivate, the way he can explains the game is very unique. Very stoic in that sense, that gives us confidence too. He kind of instills that, he says it all the time, that 0-0 mentality. We never want to be too high, too low. Always want to be in the present moment. And so just from a leader on and off the court, his in-game adjustments are great too. Yeah, he's been one of my favorite coaches to play for so far.
So you're saying Tom Thibodeau never showed any National Geographic videos of a leopard eating something before a game? That never happened? No. Isaiah, that never happened?
Tibbs was great. He would always just show us a lot of game film. We would watch a lot of game film. I mean, Tibbs was great. He always made sure we were the most prepared team. So yeah, but definitely no geographic videos with Tibbs.
Were you surprised? Were you surprised that he got fired by the Knicks, Isaiah? I know this is not your lane. I understand it, but did that surprise you when you heard that news?
A little bit. I think just the stuff he did for the team. Before he came there, the Knicks weren't really winning much at all. Not to be rude, but it's just kind of facts with it.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Him coming there, I think he changed the culture. I think he did a great job building a culture. Going to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in a long time. I think he did a great job there, but I don't know what. At the end of the day, the Knicks just had to do, I guess, what was best for them. But for me, Tibbs was great for me. He was a great coach.
The knock on him is frequently he didn't play anybody off the bench, and you had an incredible tenure with the Knicks, and you didn't start very much. Outside of Mitchell Robinson being hurt, obviously then you did.
Yes.
But he would call your name frequently, right? Coming off the bench, Isaiah.
Yeah. I think the first year I was coming off, I mostly came off the bench. And he would call my name. I think our bench was also a little different. I think we had that year, we had Quickley coming off the bench.
Right.
It was like me, Quickley, Obi. So our bench was a little different player-wise. And then my second year, I started mostly. Even when Mitch came back, I started most of those games. And so he gave me, when I started starting, a lot of minutes. And I think players love playing a lot of minutes.
Yes,
so
they
I was fine with it.
I
was fine with that.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. And that led to, obviously, a free agency exit for you going to Oklahoma City and cashing in. Isaiah Hartenstein here, a couple minutes left with Isaiah. Did you think at any point in time during your run that, watching the Pacers and the Knicks play one another, that it would be possible that you would be going into Madison Square Garden with an opportunity to play in the NBA Finals? Did that one hit you during your run at any point in time?
I think I was hoping for it.
Yeah,
I was hoping for it. I think playing the Garden is always something special. And then being able to play in there in the Finals, I think would have been, the atmosphere probably would have been amazing. So I was hoping for it, hoping to play against my old teammates.
I guess Obi Toppin playing against Obi Toppin would have to suffice in that regard. So at least you did that.
We had to go with him for a little bit. So it's all right.
I bet. Hey man, I appreciate you stepping outside, taking some time. What's your favorite? What's your favorite book to read to Elijah, Isaiah? What's your favorite book to read?
He's a huge Elmo guy. So anything with Elmo, he's down. So anything, mostly Elmo books.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Man,
I'm gonna actually go get him. He just woke up from his nap, so I got
him. Okay, I don't want to intrude. Make sure everything's good when Elijah is awake. It's great. I saw him on TV the next day. He looked great, sitting upright. Everything was great. All good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congrats on again being a new dad and obviously a new NBA champion. And I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
You got it. You bet. That's Isaiah Hartenstein, everybody, of the Oklahoma City Thunder. There he goes. You knew because you're the only other dad in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You knew where I was going with that.
I did.
When you make phone calls outside and you've got a kid, Elijah Hartenstein's age, you know that kid is asleep inside.
It's nap time, baby.
And you are going to go outside.
Oh, it is.
Because again, Isaiah doesn't strike me. He didn't talk loudly. He didn't raise his voice.
Nope.
He could be in another part of the house. Nah, you are not taking that chance. You are not going to interrupt. You are not going to be that person.
I mean, those are especially his son's an infant.
It's like a vacation.
That's 2 to 3 hours of
vacation.
Pure bliss.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's it. There he is. Out.
I mean, if he's sleeping through that, though, I mean, I don't think much is going to wake him up. You know,
Zoom
with
the Rich Eisen show certainly isn't.
Locked in.
And I do raise my voice. I could have woken him up.
Like I said, when it happened, they went to commercial. Elijah was awake.
Yep.
They came back from commercial, which is less than about 2 minutes. My man was
his head was just bobbling all over the place.
Oh God! And Shay's like, "Hey man, come on, like let's let's focus. Let's focus." All right. What am I teasing?
Looks like the Knicks are going to have a new head coach.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
What was the more likely?
Oh, if Del Tufo worked a three-day week, or the Knicks would hire a head coach.
And I said Knicks would hire a head coach.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been, once again, proven correct. Never lets me down, that Mike Del Tufo. Never lets me down. James Dolan frequently does, but Mike never does. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, your calls when we come back, and the Knicks news.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
What if I told you you can take you and your family and your friends to the ballpark with such low price tickets, you can invest more in buying food and drinks, merchandise, and easily, on top of all of it, get a larger group to come with you? That's where Game Time Tickets comes in, the official ticketing partner of the Rich Eisen Show. Browse through that Game Time app and automatically you'll see features that become your favorites. Last minute tickets, zone deals. You see views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. And the best part about it is you see your entire total up front, so no surprise fees hit you at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem our code EISEN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for Lonatool. Restrictions apply.
We have a game that we play here called Start, Bench, Cut.
Okay.
Sort of like the you know what, marry, kill yeah. game. Yeah. Okay. Where you we give
keep
you,
it clean.
We try. Yeah. Goodness. Well, start bench. Well, we make the goodness of the rich. Of that, you know, the marry part is the bench part.
Okay.
Okay. So we give you three. Here we go.
Start now.
Bench. Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up.
All right. Start bench cut here with Kevin Hart. Here are your three choices okay. to play basketball at, have as a teammate.
Okay.
The Rock, Cube, or Will Ferrell. You have to start one of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to start.
Bench one, or if you've been in movies with all of these guys.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to start Will Ferrell.
You start Will Ferrell. Yeah, Jackie Moon gets to start.
Okay. Just because I know that he's got the passion behind the game.
Okay.
His spirit is always high. I'm going to cut The Rock. I'm going to cut him.
He's out. Out? Wow.
He's out.
Why?
His attitude. Oh. His attitude. His attitude. I don't like his attitude.
And you're going to bench Cube? You're going to bring Cube off the bench?
I'm bringing Cube off the bench because Cube is too cool to play the whole game. So there's going to be moments where Cube look at his sneaks and he's like, I just realized I'm messing these up. And I'm like, you're right, Cube. You okay. sit down for a second and get your new pair of sneaks. You got to keep him calm, you know? You don't want him giving you, you like just getting upset. So I got to make sure that tomorrow's going to be
he'll
a good
have
day.
Sunglasses on. It's too dark.
Yeah, it's going to be real cool.
Yeah.
And plus, it's a smart move here with Will's the tallest of them all. Nice inside-out game with you.
Yeah, me and Will are going to dominate. I got to start Will. But the Rock's out of here. He's cut. Bye.
YouTube. Check out our channel, 950,000 subscribers shortly, and hit us with a follow. That's a great way to follow what we do on a daily basis, but be careful. You could go down an algorithm, go down a wormhole, and watch a bunch of videos, and by say be careful, you might have other things to do, but you'll find out those things can wait. Is that wrong? I do care about people's time. There's no question about it. All right. Let's take a phone call. Who's been holding on for quite some time? Let's go to Vinny in Ohio. He's been holding on for over 2 hours. What's up, Vincent? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What's going on in your mind?
I just want to do the win-loss for the Buccaneers.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Ohio. Well, what's up with that? That's not where you normally find the pirate ship. You know what I mean?
Well, unfortunately, I'm stuck between Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Okay. All right. I guess Vinny in Ohio calling from the Buccaneers taint. All right, here we go. That's the only way I can take that.
I feel you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Because he taint in Pittsburgh or Cleveland. All right. Here you go, wow. Jay. Wow. At the Falcons, what happens?
Win.
All right. 1-0 at the Texans on a Monday night.
Win.
Boy, 2-0 start on the road. That's not bad.
That would be huge.
Home for the Jets.
I'm going to lose that one.
Todd Bowles isn't losing that one, pal. Home for the Eagles.
We're going to be 2-2.
All right. Wow. They started strong, and now we're at Seattle, having lost two in a row. What happens?
Oh, boy. At Seattle. Let's stop that. That's a loss.
That's 2-3. Home for the Niners.
I'll take the win.
3-3 at the Lions on a Monday night.
Home to the Lions, that's the wall.
3-4 at the Saints.
That's the win.
4-4, home for the Patriots off the bye.
Win.
5-4 at the Bills.
Win.
Oh, that's a nice O. Henry-like twist. 6-4 at the Rams.
I like the win.
7-4 home for the Cardinals.
That's scary. I'm going to go with the loss.
All right. 7-5, home for the Saints.
Sleeping.
8-5, home for the Falcons on a Thursday night.
That's a win.
That's a sweep of the Falcons, too. 9-5 at the Panthers.
Oh, boy. This is where it's tricky. I'll take a loss.
9-6 at the Dolphins.
I win.
10-6, home for the Panthers.
Hopefully squeak it out.
11-6, Vinny in Ohio. That would be a playoff spot. That would be a win, and that would be the division for them. Thanks for the call, Vinny.
5-0.
Thanks for calling there in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh in Ohio there. 11-6, that would be 5-1 in division. And 11-6, that's another division win in a row. That's five in a row for the Buccaneers if that happens. By the way, 2-0 start at the Falcons, at the Texans would be huge.
Huge.
And then I don't think they're going to lose. That's Todd Bowles going to be like win one for Todd that week.
No, but a 2-2 start, I think, is fair.
All right. Speaking of Ohio, let's do this, Hoskins. Put it up. He threw this in my direction yesterday at the end of the show, and I'm like, I had Jim Murphy here. He mm-hmm. put me in the right mindset. I found my inner excellence, and I'm like, I can't, okay. You know, he's talking about finding my inner, like putting ego aside, right?
Exactly.
All right, I wrote this stuff down, right? He's telling me how to succeed in life.
Yep.
You know, gratitude, right? Have gratitude.
Gratitude, yeah.
Be present, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't hit this yesterday, but very, very talented person. I'm being very positive because he's outstanding. He's outstanding. Everybody says he's the best to come out of his school at a position that has tons of terrific players come out of the school at that position. What up? Jeremiah Smith. He said that from his point of view, his vantage point, this terrific wide receiver from the Ohio State University. By the way, if you notice, I could say the words, right?
You point that out about yourself every single time. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So if you put it up, there it is. I'm not a sore loser, but I hate losing, said Jeremiah Smith of The Ohio State University. And losing to that team up north was pretty crazy. By the way, in case anybody's wondering what he means by that team up north, because there's a lot of teams north of Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, that they play against. Mm-hmm. Technically, Minnesota's north of Columbus, Ohio.
Northwest.
I mean, Penn State is north of Columbus, Ohio.
I mean, if we can be technical about it.
I don't know. I'm
it's
not
kind of due east.
Give me some latitude, if you will.
Sorry.
Literally and figuratively. Michigan State's north of Columbus, Ohio.
That is correct. Okay.
But the team up north is Michigan.
Oh.
In the end, I think that it really helped us play the way we did in the playoffs. And in case you're wondering what he means by that, he's referring to Michigan's win in Columbus when they came from up north down south and put a stunning spank job on Ohio State, even though it was a close game. But, you know, it's a spank job when you only have five losses coming in the game with a walk-on quarterback and three wins against the school in a row that was supposed to be a winning streak coming to an end because Michigan lost to almost everybody. And one year it was Michigan beats everybody. This past year was everybody beats Michigan, it felt like. And at any rate, they then went on and won it all after that. But I didn't want to go to Ohio State and lose to that team up north. I just hate them. Just something about them. For the next 2 years, I promise you I will not lose to them. I can't lose to them in the next 2 years. Said that to Manny Navarro of The Athletic.
Your thoughts?
I have one word. One word in response of my thoughts. And we just had Brian Baumgartner of The Office here. Noted. I know that's a BJ Novak meme.
That was the...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Noted. We will make a note of that. And I'll just tell this to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I'm addressing you. You're very talented. You're very, very talented. You might be...
The best out of all of them.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
JSN. And
Jason
Garrett
Smith
Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Terry McLaurin.
Well, Garrett Wilson was the last, if I'm not mistaken. What year did he get drafted by the New York Jets? Chris, you want to look that up?
Terry McLaurin.
He was drafted in the 2020.
When the same year as Sauce? Is that 22 or 23?
No. 2022 draft?
Yeah, 22.
Yeah. He lost his last game to Michigan, and that's been 4 years in a row now. And the team that beat Ohio State last year, not as good as one that there's going to be there. Team 146 better than Team 145. Oh, can't wait. It's just the whole school up north thing. It's so sad.
Curious.
It's so sad. I don't know what infuriates me more, that or the Ohio State University or the X on the Michigan, that they can't say the letter M or spell the letter M.
All three send you into a rage. A little bit.
I don't know if it's a start bench cut situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Start bench cut.
Okay.
I don't know why any of it bothers you, to be honest.
Well, I mean, the last 4 years, not much has bothered.
Yeah.
I mean, you've met him, though, so, right? You know why it bothers him.
Like,
I don't know. I guess that's what a rivalry is, right?
Yeah.
I'm water skiing behind yachts.
You're good.
Four in a row.
Yeah, you got your.
They're having Monday Night Raw on WWE, right? WWE is having events in Columbus. Somebody's bringing up a sign about how many days it's been.
And it's not the first time I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
That person is a hero.
I think you're good.
Noted. Jeremiah. Noted. Right here in my book. Michigan alumni book. There it is. See?
You can only get that if you're an alumni.
That's right.
And by the way,
autographed by Jim and Jack Harbaugh. There it is.
And those books are done, apparently.
No, they're done.
You got one of the last ones in existence.
So this is it's 101.
Ain't no mo.
Okay.
And it's not Michigan. It says Michigan
on
there, right?
That's right. Yeah. There we go. Let's go to Billy in Michigan.
Billy.
That state up north. What's up, Billy?
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me, Billy?
Billy.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What up, we're good. Billy, did we wake you?
Great.
Did we wake you, Billy? What's going on? Are you in Michigan? You're in Michigan. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. You got to wake up. What's going on?
I'm nice and relaxed.
Okay.
He's been on hold for a few hours, man.
Hey, maybe on TJ Plus.
TJ Plus.
All right, Billy, what's on your mind?
Number one, win-loss game for the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Number two, I have a question to post you guys about Jonathan Taylor of the Colts.
Oh. Draft him.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Draft him.
Is that the question?
So which do you want first?
You know what? Let's do the Jonathan Taylor one first. What do you? Because I don't know if that's going to be such a cliffhanger. So what do you got?
No, sure.
Okay.
So, you know, inspired by the future Hall of Famer that you guys have been doing.
Yes.
It's interesting to me. I've been talking with friends about this within the last year or two. If you actually look at Jonathan Taylor's average yards per game in the NFL, I'll read you the top six all time just quickly here.
So what is your point about Jonathan Taylor? What are you saying?
His yards per game.
Okay.
And how he is, I think, the most underrated back in the NFL.
Okay.
So top six all-time, we've got Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, Eric Dickerson, Jonathan Taylor at five, and Walter Payton.
Listen, man, I love Jonathan Taylor, we just need to see more of him. That's all. Got to see more of him.
Yeah,
we got to see the Colts, you know. We just got to see the Colts win this year, you know.
Agreed.
Just for everyone involved there that we like, from Chris Ballard to Jonathan Taylor to everyone else. But he's excellent. All right, you ready to do the win-loss game for the Detroit Lions, Billy?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Billy in Michigan, what happens when they start at the Packers?
All right. I am not going to be as optimistic as the gentleman who called in and went.
Kyle in Michigan at 17-0, Billy. I understand. That was out there.
Yep. So I'm going to say first game is a win.
Okay.
I will say that they win in Lambeau to start the season.
All right. And then what happens when they come home and take on the Bears?
I think Ben Johnson gets them.
Okay. Wow. That would be a stunner. And that would be what people would think would be a harbinger, potentially, with a new coaching staff on the offense and defensive side of things.
Right.
1-1 at the Ravens on a Monday night.
Ravens beat them pretty bad last time, Rich, when they were there. I'm going to say loss to the Ravens.
1-2 home for the Browns.
I'm going to say they get back on track here and win against the Browns.
2-2 at the Bengals.
I think they keep their mojo going and go 3-2 there.
Okay, at the Chiefs.
I think they lose to the Chiefs.
3-3 home for the Bucs on a Monday night.
Games with Tampa are pretty close, but I'm going to agree with Vinny in Ohio here and say that the Lions get the win.
Okay, so now 4-3 off the bye. Let's see if we can get some momentum. Home for the Vikings.
Rich, you know I like J.J. McCarthy, but just not yet for them. So the Lions take the win there against Minnesota.
5-3 at the Commanders.
I think if we get a repeat of last year, sadly, I think it's a loss there.
5-4 at the Eagles.
I think they continue that streak and lose that one at the Eagles.
5-5 home for the Giants.
I think they get back on track, win against the Giants.
Happy Thanksgiving against the Packers, yes or no?
I hate to repeat it, but I think they lose that one to the Packers.
Wow. Okay. Home for the Dallas Cowboys a week later.
I think they get on track against the Cowboys, as they did pretty well last year.
7-6 at the Rams.
I think they lose this one to the Rams.
7-7, home for the Steelers.
Now, this is where they start on the strong, Rich.
Okay.
They get back on track against Rodgers.
At the Vikings.
They know what's at stake for the season.
At the Vikings.
They win against the Vikings.
And then at the Bears.
And I think they finish up with a win against the Chicago Bears.
All right, that's 10-7, says Billy in Michigan.
Wow.
I mean, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Hi, Christopher, Billy. You want to look up a town that has no plaque or a signpost for Mo Green? And is 10 the under? Would 10 be under?
Oh, for the Lions?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely under. Hold on, let me get win totals.
Because I don't know if 10-7 is what, I mean, that would, I think that would take him out of the division mix, wouldn't it?
10.5 is the line, actually, for the Detroit
Okay,
Lions.
So that is under barely. I mean, seriously, man. But then you look at the Packers schedule. Everybody in the NFC North plays the AFC North and the NFC East. It is
hard schedule.
10-7 could win the division. If you have a better division record than anyone else who finishes 10-7. Right? Head to head?
Yeah, so the Lions are the favorite to win the division still, plus 155.
He's got them splitting against all three teams.
Green Bay, no, plus 260.
No, he's got them 4-2 in division, sweeping the Vikings and splitting against the Bears and Packers. Man, if Ben Johnson strolls into Detroit and ruins the season opener in Detroit.
Oh, on notice.
You know, in week two, that would be something. All right, real quick. When the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, not a single Knick fan thought, let's go get Mike Brown. Not a single one. Nobody. And that's no disrespect to Mike Brown. I am sorry. Can this guy work out and take the Knicks to where they want to go? Of course. Not a single person, just to use an analogy, when the Yankees fired Buck Showalter, not a single one who took the Yankees to places that the Yankees had not been in forever and a day. When the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, nobody said, I want Mike Brown. When the Yankees fired Buck Showalter, not a soul said, let's get Joe Torre. To be honest. I'm being straight with you. Oh, let's get that guy who, you know, didn't do it with the Mets. Really?
Yeah.
And he turned out to be perfect for the moment. Dynasty broke out. Some of the greatest years of my entire fandom life.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, no doubt.
Am I saying that's what's going to happen with Mike Brown? I would doubt it, since we're in the era of one team only wins once, and then we cycle through it. I don't know, but just I'll take one. So, Knicks fans, is this the guy who's going to unlock the Knicks rotation and bench in a way that Tom Thibodeau did not? Is he a better voice for this team than Tom Thibodeau? Don't know. We're going to find out. Yep. And, you know, with all due respect to him, nice run in Sacramento, right? He's been in here in Los Angeles. I don't know how many coaches in the history of the Knicks coached the Lakers and the Knicks.
Phil.
I mean, I guess.
Pat Riley.
Well, I mean, Pat Riley. What an idiot. Yes, correct. Now I get it. Thank you for your service.
Oh, and D'Antoni too, I think.
Right.
Sorry. They're just coming to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so
it's okay.
All right. So
it's a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's coached stars. He's coached in big cities.
He's been around. Yeah.
Okay. So I get it.
Two-time coach.
I just don't know.
I know Brooke, yeah. Thank you. I mean, he's got a resume for it.
I said on Twitter, like, look, I don't know if this is Knicks fans would be excited about this. And Jerry Ferrara was like, incorrect. Like, I think he's a good fit. Well, thinking he's a good fit and being excited about the hire and inspired and thinking this is a better, you know, a head coach than Tibbs, those are two different things. This wouldn't get me juiced up if I'm a Knicks fan today.
Well, I mean, again, it's credit to to Mike Brown, you know, hanging in there. And by the way, Phil just ran the Knicks. He never coached them. Yeah,
oh, he didn't coach the Knicks. No, okay, right. It just felt like he did.
Listen, kudos to him. And he's going to, you know, have no ego because we all know they knocked on a gajillion doors of coaches that were under contract elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's choiced someone in that press conference going to be like, hey, man, you know, your choice E, your choice F. And I'm sure his answer will be, Knicks are my first choice. Let's go hunt. Let's go get him. Yeah. But that's going to be part and parcel of the setup. And as much as I'm saying, you know, no one was thinking about Mike Brown when Tom Thibodeau went out the door. And nobody's sitting here right now throwing parades. And you know, Knicks fans throw parades about things other than championships. They're good at that. Which means all he's got to do is show up and win, and everyone will just fall all over themselves to root for Mike Brown and the Knicks. And hopefully he's got a better plan for the Knicks than what, I guess, Thibodeau couldn't cook up. Even though, as we saw, the Pacers were equal opportunity abusers all the way to the seventh game before Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles gave way. But I'm sorry that I'm not, you know, throwing pedals at Mike Brown's feet here, but this is the truth.
But what coach would have made you go, oh, like, who would have?
I don't know. That's a great question.
If you look at Mike Brown, like, the guy's had one losing season with teams that are far less talented than
right. And it's not like Thibodeau lit it up in his previous places either. I mean, I got it.
He had a losing record with the Lakers. He lasted five games, didn't give him a chance. And a losing record with Sacramento after 31 games, they fired him. But other than that, full seasons, one losing season.
Congrats to Mike Brown. He outlasted them all. Sorry to put it that way, but it's the truth. And we'll see what happens. Hey, at least they got one. When's the press conference?
I don't know. Nothing's actually official.
Before summer league?
This is just Shams being expected to hire.
Oh, and then it's a lock.
Yeah. So,
you know, unless Jason Kidd wants it.
Ooh. She's got this guy named Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to leave that either.
Yeah.
All right, 844-204-RICH is the number. Donald Sue's mm-hmm. going to join us. Caitlin Clark had something interesting to say after her Indiana Fever took care of the Minnesota Lynx for the Commissioner's Cup without her active. But she was certainly active on Instagram Live after the contest.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
One thing I love about you, Steve, is when you host Family Feud, you realize that there's a moment that is happening and you make a meal out of it. Like, you as a host know we got to stop here and we have to acknowledge just how insane this moment just is right now. And one of my favorite ones just like that involves Stephon Diggs of the Minnesota Vikings when he was playing for the Fast Money and it was leave it blank. And he said, in. And the whole place went absolutely nuts. And you just stepped away.
Yeah.
And just made an absolute five-course meal out of that.
Because we have to drink this moment.
Yeah.
See, sir, I don't see Stephon Diggs. Look, man. if you got your helmet on you, your number, we all know who you are. Once he takes the helmet off, right, we got to kind of figure who that is. So he didn't have his helmet on. I wanted him to be YouTube famous for the rest of his life. Because what's great, man, are these, you know, we do a lot of NFL, NBA shows on Family Feud for celebrity.
Right.
It's great, man, when regular people discover that celebrities don't know nothing. They don't. You think because a person is famous, they know more. They actually know less.
Yeah.
They know less than anybody else because they're exposed to less. Rich people don't know how much milk costs. You get out of touch, man. And when they come on Celebrity Family Feud, you find out how out of touch they are. They don't know anything, man. Like, one of the questions for the NFL team was, and we were asking a guy running back for the Packers, can't think of his name, but the question was, complete the sentence, strip, and you spoke, you know, like strip mall,
strip
poker.
Strip sack.
Could be strip sack. Yeah. I said, name, complete the word strip. He said, purr. Strip purr. I went, hold on, man. I quit breathing. How is that your point of reference to complete the word strip? Purr. P-E-R. That was it. I was done. That was one of my great moments.
And again, you just walk away and you realize it in the moment, like, okay, this is it, and I'm gonna let this thing go.
Hey, after the show, he asked me, he said, Steve, is there any way we can edit that out? I said, sir, we're not editing that out. Matter of fact, we're gonna embellish it. You're gonna say purr so loud. Purr.
Steve Harvey at the Super Bowl the night before he hosted the NFL honors. And little did we know that 5.5 years later, we would be in front of him as a group for a round of Celebrity Family Feud, which has a premiere date, which we'll talk about in a moment. Us versus the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That's going to be brought. That's going to be brought to the general viewing public on ABC. And we'll give you that. We'll give you that date shortly. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Roku Sports Channel. Radio is going to rejoin us in just a couple of seconds of time. And then we'll bring Suze on here. We got a lot to talk about here on the program. As I mentioned, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Women's Sports Now will be available at midnight. Susie Schuster is here. Good to see you, Suze.
Your beard looks good, Rich.
Thank you, Susie. Mm. I appreciate you thinking the beard looks good. I'm feeling good. I'm sitting up a little straighter in my chair.
I appreciate you considering that a beard, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. No,
looks good.
We don't have to go there just yet. good to see you. How are you? Women's Sports Now coming up on the program.
Yeah,
you
know, it's going to be great.
I assume the Commissioner's Cup victory for the Indiana Fever or the Minnesota Lynx minus Caitlin Clark, beatdown they provided as well.
Yeah, Cheryl, we've talked about how great those guards were, but we're going to talk a lot about what happened after the game.
Okay.
It's almost more interesting. Yeah,
do we have that soundbite? We'll hit that here real quick. This was on Instagram Live with the Fever celebrating. Caitlin Clark had this to say.
If you get more for this than you do your champion, makes no sense. Kathy,
in regards to the NBA commissioner, is what they're calling out, because they get $500,000 for winning that cup.
They each get about $50,000,
right,
and the average salary is $80,000.
Right.
So these girls are getting a lot of money, and Caitlin is calling them out.
Yeah, because it's $500,000 prize pool for winning the commissioner's cup, half of that for winning the whole championship.
So it's kind of crazy. I mean, these girls are getting checks that equal almost what they get a year. And I think that's what she's trying to call out is this discrepancy, this unevenness that occurs within the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about the All-Stars. But we're going to talk a lot about the repercussions of this and how this will affect the entire league.
And Ashley David is joining the program, right?
Yes, she is. Okay. She's going to be talking about her pickleball doc.
Very good.
Which has some naked pickleball players in it, which is great.
Right here on Roku. Wait, what? It's true.
True story.
You have cards in your hand, Suze.
I do.
Our Celebrity Family Feud versus the Dan Patrick Show airs next Thursday on ABC.
Whoa.
It is next Thursday. We are season premiere worthy.
Oh, man.
Wow. Us versus Dan, and then Taraji P. Henson versus Jennifer Hudson.
Who are they?
I don't know if we got it right. But in celebration of that, in the 2 minutes we have left, it's been a while since we...
Are we going to play the feud?
We're going to bring it back. Well, we're going to play the feud.
We have the drop. Hit it.
Oh, wait a second. Let me get my name tag.
It's Harder Knocks, everybody. Here we go. Harder Knocks. Suze, what do we have right here?
Name something people deliver for a living. Okay. Oh, come on.
How many answers are on the board?
Top seven answers on the board. Nobody told me I was doing this. I had to get my glasses. Name something people deliver for a living.
Deliver for a living.
I got it for first up. Pizza. You deliver pizza for a living.
Number three answer. Chris?
Newspapers.
Number two answer, Chris. Nicely done.
Thank you.
TJ?
Jay should be up if we're going.
Okay, go ahead.
Packages.
Number five answer.
TJ?
Top answer still on the board, Tej.
I'm going to say on Sundays, a lot of people deliver a sermon.
Yeah, that's going to give you the next thing.
Oh, my God.
You guys, how are you not thinking top answer on the board?
I got it.
People deliver for a living.
Babies.
Number seven.
Oh.
Deliver for a living.
So we have pizza.
Every day, people?
The mail.
Deliver mail for a living.
Number two, newspapers. Three, pizza. Four, flowers. Five, packages. Flower. Six, furniture. Seven, babies.
Furniture. Okay.
Top five answers on the board. Name a reason to celebrate a party.
Your
birthday.
Nope.
To celebrate.
Wedding.
Number two answer.
TJ?
Jason.
Wait, okay. What was it? Celebrate a party?
Yeah.
You can celebrate or party, right?
Celebrate a party.
A party.
Graduation.
Number one answer. There you go. Just looking for three, four, and five peeps.
Funeral.
What
is that? I don't know. What's happening over there?
I would assume that was
no. I'll go baby.
Nope.
Bar mitzvah.
Thank you. There
that
you go. Number four.
Correctly.
I'm looking for three and five kids.
Oh, God, we suck.
Man, I'm killing it.
Tune in next Thursday night.
I can't wait to watch that one.
Tune in next Thursday night.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.